Unit 9.
Part 1. Warm up.
Dialogue 1.
I can't believe you talked me into auditioning for the school musical. When I get this nervous, I can't carry a tune. Look at me. I'm getting cold feet.
Try to get a hold of yourself.
You got the point. It's just that every time I audition for anything, I feel totally exhausted when it's all over. I just want them to give me a fair shake. That's all I ask.
Hey, there's Nancy. She's the best singer in the entire school. I didn't know she was going to audition for the same part as you.
That's all I can tolerate. I'm leaving. I'll have any chance of succeeding.
Dialogue 2.
I've got a big problem with the poetry course that's required for my major.
Is it all filled up?
No, there's plenty of room, but there is a prerequisite. I've got to take an introduction to poetry before I can take the special course in poets of the 1960s, and the introductory course is only offered in the evenings.
You don't like evening classes?
No, that's not the point. I work in the cafeteria every evening. I need the money to pay my tuition.
Why don't you ask your boss to change your shift?
I wish I could. My boss just did me a favor by putting me on evenings, and he'll hit the ceiling if I ask to change again.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Did you check the courses over at the community college?
Bingo! Thanks for the advice, Lynn.
What are friends for? Dialogue 3. Who belongs to this fish? Oh, it's mine. Could you give me a hand with these used books?
And this is her best friend, Tracy, whose real name is Anastasia. And the next book, Betsy and Casey, become friends with Tib, whose real name, I'm sorry to tell you, is Thelma.
The illustrations are hand-tipped. And that's why it costs so much? No, that's why it's worth so much. I'll think about it.
I think that's an awful lot for your dad to buy at one time.
Oh, my dad gets me all the books I want.
Well, that's very nice of him.
That's not my dad. That's my nephew.
Part 2. Small Talk.
Small Talk 1.
Mike, I owe you an apology. I'm so sorry that I couldn't make it yesterday.
You should have told me when you realized you wouldn't be available.
I swear I wanted to give you a ring, but, well, someone came to me and began to talk this and that, and this kind of blew it.
So it must be Joe, right?
Yes.
Thank you anyway for telling me the truth. I think it's okay. Small Talk 2. Yes, I'm the manager of the store. What can I do for you?
Okay, I bought this wafer this morning and it turned out rotten.
I'm terribly sorry, madam. This is the last thing that could happen to our customer. I'll immediately give you a refund.
Well, actually, it's all right.
Small Talk 3. You know what? People tend to watch a beauty like you when they walk on the street.
Shall I take that as a compliment?
Yeah, pretty women are always popular, though some think they are no more than TNA.
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean it. And that, of course, does not include you.
Watch your tongue, man.
Small Talk 4.
Here we go again. What's the point of talking about it?
Come on, Tina. I think this is so important.
It's only important to you, not me. I think it's getting meaningless.
I never thought you would be so impatient. Small Talk 5.
How clumsy of me to step on your foot.
Oh, not a bit of it.
But I really feel bad about it.
Please, don't take it too hard.